DebtGuaranteed.com.
Good news on the front of the two missionaries still being held in Haiti. They're going to be freed. I'm sure their families are breathing a sigh of relief. How about the families who lost loved ones in those faulty brake and accelerators in Toyotas? Well, they're not too happy, and some of them testifying on the Hill as Toyota got grilled by a group of senators, including Henry Waxman, and they all sort of got their pound of flesh. It was a layup because what are you going to do when you have the prez there and you have victims there? You're going to talk about the safety issues concerning the large automaker and this giant recall. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. If you just tuned in for the first time because you were listening to some rock and it got old, or you were listening to the guy who's talking about flying saucers and you're tired of hearing about the aliens, welcome to the program. We zig and zag all over the place, and this hour is no different here on the airwaves of America Tonight. The last 3 weeks we've been talking about Afghanistan. Sadly, the civilian casualties in the wake of all the success they're having in nailing the Taliban, and the idea is to win over the people of Afghanistan, do kind of like what happened in Iraq, only in some cases going, like in Marja, going door to door and having our frontline guys have to worry about booby traps and everything else that could possibly trip them up along the way as they're trying to win the hearts and the minds of these Afghanistan folks. So civilian casualties, a no-no. McChrystal not happy about the collateral damage and apologizing immediately for the latest go-round just a couple of days ago where you're losing 20-plus people. He did the smart thing, immediately apologized, immediately talked about not using certain rockets, etc., and pushing the troops and those who operate any of the weaponry even harder to be as careful as humanly possible. So, naturally, you would have some of the big dogs in the Pentagon deferring to what McChrystal did and giving him kudos and talking about moving forward what this is all about, including Admiral Mike Mullen and Secretary of Defense Robert Gates on what's happening in Afghanistan, the success of the missions, and the sadness of the casualties.
I think it's just it's a very difficult environment. It's tough terrain. It's tough to know. And these are split-second decisions that commanders in combat on the ground have to make.
General McChrystal is doing everything humanly possible to avoid civilian casualties. But it is also a fact that the Taliban mingle with civilians. They use them for cover, which obviously complicates any decision process by a commander on the ground in knowing whether he's dealing with the Taliban or innocent civilians or a combination of the two. I'm not defending it at all. I'm just saying that these kinds of things, in many respects, are inherent in a war.
All right, I think Gates is right there. He's saying he's not defending it, but he's saying it's inherent in a war. We have said this all along. Many of you have called in. Many of you have served, have called in to talk about your concern for your fellow comrades who are in those situations that we're talking about in these areas where it's thick as thieves with bombs and insurgents and everything else. And the rules of engagement are so difficult to maneuver. And in seeing something where normally you would pull the trigger or do what you have to do, they're holding off. And I thought the drones were massively successful. But then some of these rockets that have been launched, unfortunately, have missed the target severely. In the last case, we're talking about hitting three minivans full of people. And so that's not good, but he's right. You can't, it's tough to defend because you don't want to see this happen, but yet this is the hell of war. If we're going to be in Afghanistan and the idea is to get rid of the Taliban, to clear the decks, to leave Afghanistan in a much better position, then this is part of what is going to happen, unfortunately. Hey, speaking of Afghanistan, coming up on our next show, we're going to go to Afghanistan and talk with Anand Gopal. We were going to chat with him earlier in the week, and he couldn't. It was actually when that accident happened, he couldn't talk to us, but he's going to talk with us live from Afghanistan here on America Tonight in our first hour, so we can get the lay of the land and find out what the Afghanistan people think of this U.S. offense, and are they embracing what the NATO forces are trying to do, and what's happening as far as any of the advances with the U.S. bomb disposal experts that are negotiating that rough line between, let's face it, life and death that hangs in the balance in a really difficult place to wager war. I mean, there's no way to sugarcoat it. That's what it is. That's exactly what's happening with the guys on the front line. All right, I mentioned this with the two U.S. missionaries, and I feel like this is the end of the story, so this is good news. Finally, the ordeal involving that church group is over, going to be over, because they're supposed to be freed this week. The judge hearing their case said that on Tuesday. What the judge said specifically is, we haven't found anything that could suggest wrongdoing on the part of the Americans. Wonder if there was any money involved in this. I think they could be released this week, so that probably means Friday. And if the case is over, if they have no criminal grounds to pursue it, that's good news, because the other, the rest of the missionaries, there was 10 of them, and they were held for at least 3 weeks. And now you have the two that are still there. And I was wondering, because the parents handed over the kids, you all know the story by now, they tried to take them out of Haiti to the Dominican Republic. They were stopped. There was 33 Haitian kids. They didn't have the documents. And I was worried that this would be the perfect example, with all the human trafficking that's going on, to say, oh, okay, well, you know, we're going to make an example of them. Maybe this, they didn't think they were doing anything wrong, but now you have this judge saying, okay, they didn't do anything wrong here. There is no criminal grounds anyway, and the parents really saved the bacon of this group. It really, really did that, because the judge bought everything that was going on, and it was mostly because of the parents saying, listen, we wanted the kids to go, and emphasizing that. Because they were arrested back at the end of January, if you remember, just 17 days after that earthquake. Now that number of dead is up to 300,000. And the Haitian government was pretty swift about this warning, that child traffickers are taking advantage of the chaos to prey on these kids that are, in some cases, or were, wandering around and had no place to go, and strangers were picking them up. So those missionaries were in a very, very bad way, and it was looking like if they were actually going to be tried, can you imagine, it would have been life in a Haitian prison. Some people said, yeah, they should have known better. I mean, you think they can just take them, go across the border, and not have any paperwork? I mean, give me a break, that they're not going to ask any questions. So once those two are gone, then that whole ordeal is over. Whew. Wonder if they'll go back. I don't know. Odds and Ends coming up in just a minute.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We are now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. Now, that's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
And it includes how many people think it's okay to cheat on taxes. And the stimulus bill. How many jobs did the stimulus bill add up to? We'll let you know what that number is. And how about those bonuses on Wall Street? Right now, though, let's reach our hand out to Ann in Missouri. Hey, Ann.
Top of the morning to you, friend.
How are you?
Oh, I'm okay.
Good.
Too early in the morning, though. I just woke up hearing about the shootings. And that's the trouble with listening to the radio while you're sleeping, because you dream about it and you don't know whether you really heard it or whether it was just dream.
Yeah, I understand. Trust me.
And then you dream about it.
I gotcha.
It would not surprise me if these guys who jumped the shooter got in trouble for not following protocol. You know, you're not supposed to. Supposed to approach the shooters mm-hmm. in stores and this. Different places, they've got the rules. Don't approach the shooters. So it wouldn't surprise me if they got in trouble and got suspended. And there's a big ruckus about them, quote unquote, being heroes. This world is so screwed up, and it seems like so many people are calling good bad and bad good.
That's a good way to put it. I agree. It seems like things are, it's hard to put your finger on it, but it's like somebody turned over the snow globe and it's just rolling around on the desk and you can't turn it over and it's on the right side. There are a lot of odd things going on, you know, across the board, whether it's the thing with the Joe Stack flying his plane into the office, the IRS office, and then killing that poor innocent man who was near retirement, or some of the other. You see, that's the thing. I mean, if he wants to make the protest, I get it. He felt squeezed, all that other stuff. But he could have killed more people who had nothing to do with his personal situation, and that they're not the government. They're just people who are barely making a living working for the IRS, and most of them weren't even auditors.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, good night.
All right. Good night to you. Yes, let's see. As we move along here on America Tonight, you can join the conversation at 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Talking about a couple of different things here on the show, including, you see, this is, we bounce all over the place, including the situation in Afghanistan where we have our troops that are supposed to ingratiate themselves, for lack of a better way to describe it, the folks of Afghanistan, and to also negotiate deals with people who are helping the Taliban to put down their weapons for other incentives. In the meantime, everything is jimmy-rigged, booby-rigged, anything else you can imagine as they approach different houses. And what are they expected to do with the current rules of engagement? They're tighter than a drum. And in light of the recent casualties, which is what you heard at the top, you heard Robert Gates, the Secretary of Defense, and Admiral Mike Mullen, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, you heard their thoughts about what this war is about, what this business is about. And immediately you issue apologies, which is what McChrystal, the general in charge on the ground, did. But at the same time, boy, there's just this piece of me that so wonders what it would be like, having never served but knowing people who have served, what it would be like to be so tied up in a situation, not knowing whether, you know, whether you're really doing the right thing, the letter of what you're supposed to do, and yet risking your own life. I mean, the life and death scenarios for these guys is unbelievable. And now the stakes have just gone up higher because of the snafus with the rockets, and that's the problem. The casualties create more problems, I think, for the NATO troops on the ground in this offensive that apparently is working, because that means there's more issuing more rulings about being even that much more careful on these assaults on these Taliban strongholds. And yeah, how do you do that? So the commander, McChrystal, did the smart thing by being translated and going on the air in Afghanistan, but on national TV there, which is trying to gain the trust of the people, because you had the two U.S. Marine battalions that were accompanied by Afghan troops pushing from the north and the south of the insurgent stronghold of Marja, finally linking up after more than a week, and then pulling in that route across the town that will allow the trucks to supply ammunition and those reinforcements they need, because they haven't been able to have that. So he goes on television and has everything translated into the Pashto and other Afghan languages on television, and it was very stern. I listened to it today. And he talks about, sadly, what happened where you had at least 21 people dead. And, you know, because this has become now propaganda for others to use and manipulate Al Jazeera, and to talk about what the Americans have done after the Sunday attack, where the convoy of cars were hit and was the deadliest so far in this whole thing in the 6 months, particularly of this major push. And, of course, the government is, you know, Hamid Karzai is going to jump on it all over the place, and McChrystal can apologize anytime he wants, but it's what he should have done, and it was the exact right thing to do. But I think he took it a step further with this video, which was good. I think going on television and to say, listen, here's what we're trying to do, and trying to win the public over for the backing of the Marja offense, was, I mean, bravo for McChrystal. Everybody says, Republican or Democrat, anybody who's been involved in any of the things that have happened in the last 10, 15 years, that McChrystal is the guy that was the right guy to put there. So good move on his part to do that and to do it that way and have it translated. And this isn't the first time he's done it. He did it before when the pilots bombed. Remember the two hijacked fuel tankers? He went on and apologized there because you had about 40 people that were killed. The civilian death total, they're saying that it's at about 15,000 all together. So, good move on McChrystal's part. All right, in odds and ends, like I said, we go all over the place and talk about a lot of different things. That was just one thing that struck me, is what's happening in Afghanistan, and because we're also going to go to somebody live there on our next show. It was good to lay the groundwork, I think. But speaking of groundwork, I'll tell you, here's a story that I would love to see an end to. You know, we're going to start to do a segment once a week on America Tonight. Write the ending. What's the ending you want to see? And the ending that I would love to see in this Natalie Holloway stuff is to have somebody nailed for her death. You know, how long has this been now since the disappearance of Natalie Holloway? And you have this Joran van der Sloot who claimed that he got rid of her body in a marsh. And everybody said, oh, that's the Aruba's chief prosecutor said, oh, that's unbelievable. It's just a fantasy. That's not true. What is he, you know, saying? They just wrote it off and didn't really pursue it. They didn't really pursue him. They questioned him, but I didn't think they did enough in their efforts with going after van der Sloot, and they should have done it a long time ago. So this Natalie Holloway, at just 18 years old, we know the whole story by now. She goes for a high school graduation trip in May of 2005, and they have never, ever found her body, never. And this is the untold story. If you could write an ending to it, what would the ending be? If this van der Sloot did kill her accidentally and then tried to get rid of her body or whatever it is, wow, to know where she is, know what happened, and have this played out, I think would be a good thing for that family. Because it crops up every couple of months. There's always some backstory to this. And there's always this kid that says things, starts to shoot his mouth off, gets on Greta Van Susteren's show or somewhere else, and gets these headlines. And then there was another story that he concocted where he told somebody that he sold Holloway to a guy on a boat for 10 grand. Then he came back and said he made up the story. So what is the true deal and who killed Natalie Holloway? 800-259-5791. You can throw in your two. Mailbag next.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. green. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Mailbag here on America Tonight. Remember, I always say this, and I truly mean this from the bottom of my heart. Day or night, if you have any thoughts on what we're talking about or any great suggestions, or you know what happened in the Holloway case, send us a note at AmericaTonight.net. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
There it is. Can I hear that one more time?
You have mail, mistress.
Mail guy was a little slow today.
I know. Everybody is sluggish. We're like Toyota. We're just a step off. Just a step off. You know, we're, oops, that accelerator, just a tad off somehow. We got to recalibrate that sucker. So we're recalibrating and heading out to ATN, where all of your excellent pros is greatly appreciated. Dennis McMahon, the resident Esquire, the attorney from Burlington, Vermont, always has some interesting things to say. He says this, the soft and incompetent Attorney General Holder is wrong to make any connection with the subway terrorist confession and the use of civil courts. It has nothing to do with this break, and his views weaken the war on terror. I agree. Holder is weak. I think he's weak for Obama. I mentioned one time, maybe 2 weeks ago, if you had to hand out a pink slip to any of the people around Obama, who would it be? Eric Holder, to me, I said, was one that has to go. For a couple of different things that he's done, the CIA flap. Remember that whole thing, oh, we're going to go after all the attorneys that drafted the legalese and what happened with the waterboarding and the enhanced terror techniques, or the enhanced interrogation techniques, they were calling it terror, that were used at Gitmo. Poof, that went away. Just the tail end of last week. Oh, no problem with that now because they're cleared from that. But you never hear anything about that. You just hear that they screwed up and, you know, they might end up facing the music and we're going to go after the people responsible and, you know, one's a professor now, one's doing this and telling their whole life story, and then suddenly it becomes the back page of the newspaper. Oh, yeah, that was fine. We investigated. They're cleared of it. They followed the letter of the law. Okay. This comes to us from Julie Kay. Julie says, Kate, I've been listening to you talk about the situation with the 9/11 trials, and I cannot believe it. First, I thought they were absolutely going to have them in New York City. Then they changed their mind. Now they're changing their mind back again. So what's the problem? Can't anybody make up their mind? Well, that is part of the problem. Instead of just making a firm decision, here's what we're going to do. We've hashed it out. We've discussed this with the mayor. We've discussed this with anybody. We've discussed this with the commissioner of the police, etc. We know these broad strokes. Here's what it's probably going to cost. Here's what has to happen. And so this is what we intend to do. It's just so typical. It's always the cart before the horse. So it's announced we're going to do New York City. There's these people that breathe, you know, just gasp when they hear this. Then the reaction is so foul, and the realizing that the money is going to cost them so much in New York City, they do about face. Oops. Okay, well, we didn't really think this through, which is typical. And that's the problem, and not thinking it through. Then make a firm decision. So first it's there, then it's not there, then it's there, then we don't know. And it's looking more and more like they're going to do that. And Dennis referred to that. How can you back up what happened with Zazi and say, first of all, compare it to the situation with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four others? And doing it in New York is just not the right way to go. Here's one from Virginia. Virginia says, good morning to everybody listening to America Tonight. I hope that my letter gets read when you go to your mailbag segment. You used to tell jokes on Friday. Will you bring that back? I don't know. My joke telling skills are weak. I fully admit that. I did used to have comedians on that would try to help me improve my delivery of jokes. And I did do the one-liners and stuff. So I'll think about that. Maybe we'll bring back the jokes on Friday, which means just pretty much at the tail end of each hour, we'll do some of those jokes or weave them in. If you have any good jokes, you can share them with us at AmericaTonight.net. Here's one from Bill. Bill says, I listen to you in Vermont. I've been listening to you for a long time. I just heard you last week mention some props to Charlie and Ernie for the Fireman's song, Bravo. You're right. They do talk about Osama bin Laden, and you are one of the few other people that talks about bin Laden, what's happened in the chase to get him, and will we ever get him? My personal opinion is no. He's being hidden by the Saudis, and I don't think we will ever find out where bin Laden is. Yeah, you know, the bin Laden thing, $50 million. First it was $25 million, now it's up to $50 million. And with the $50 million price tag on his head, yet nobody wants to reveal his whereabouts, which shows you the power of bin Laden among his believers. There are many who truly think he's died from kidney failure and natural causes of whatever related to the kidneys. So that would be kidney failure. And then there are others who and these are just theories and some of it mixed with intelligence reports, that he is alive and is being hidden still somewhere in that Afghanistan-Pakistan border. Now, you've heard McChrystal and others talk about the terrain, and I've actually even seen, I guess, aerial photographs of it and some video of it. It's pretty rough, and there's just thousands and thousands and thousands of acres, so it's not unbelievable to suggest that he could be hidden somewhere out there. But I still think it might be the Saudis. It might be somehow related to the Saudis or somebody else. I do think he's alive, and I don't truly think in my lifetime that we will ever know what happened to bin Laden. I hope not. I hope that there is an ending to that story. I was talking about that before, if you could write the ending to a story. If I could write the ending of the story, it would be to have him captured. And some people disagree with that, too, and think that it would be mega dangerous. He would become a huge figure, even bigger than you can imagine, because he would be the ultimate martyr for the cause if he were tried and killed and, you know, put to death, whatever. But I think it would also present closure to other people, because he is the face of what happened to so many innocent folks in the United States who lost husbands and fathers and sons and daughters. And I mean, there's a million sad stories for every one person who's killed. I mean, how many people does that affect connection wise within their own family and friends? And it's massive. It's like a massive tree that you can't imagine how far reaching that was. And people, not just in New York, people all over the country, people on the plains, what happened in the field in Shanksville, what happened in the Pentagon, just terrible stories. I know I've told this before, but I didn't personally know anybody in the buildings in the World Trade Centers that went down, but my mother had gotten a young guy who desperately wanted to work for the Pentagon a job. Finally, he had been calling her, begging her, trying to get her to help him, and she finally got him placed in a job in the Pentagon, and he was so excited. He was 27 years old. He was there that day, and he was one of the casualties, and he had only been there a week. He'd only been there a week before, you know, he had lost his life. So there are a lot of those kinds of stories that are interwoven into our fabric now, sadly, thanks to Osama bin Laden. I hope we see it. I honestly don't think we will. This is from Amber. Amber says, when are you doing Nail the Score again? I heard you mention that, and you were talking about basketball. What are you talking about, basketball and Nail the Score? I thought it was just the NFL. No, it is just usually the NFL, but we also seg into, primarily it's the NFL, but we seg into March Madness and do Nail the Score there. So we'll pick out a couple of the games, and you have a chance to nail the score in college hoops. It just makes it fun. It's the same thing. It's like the lottery. You can pick whatever team and tell us whatever score you think, and maybe we'll get lucky. Actually, nobody has ever nailed the score in the NFL, but we did have one winner in March Madness. So maybe this will be the lucky time for somebody. You know, April Fool's, the whole March thing going on, spring has sprung. Somebody gets lucky. I don't know. Somebody rubs the lucky coin, comes up with the lucky numbers. But it's a lot of fun, and we'll start doing that on Thursday when we get closer to March Madness, when we actually have the table set. So that's still a ways off. Here's one from Jake, and Jake says, hey, whatever happened to that band? Like I says, hey, whatever happened to that band that you had on the show from Seattle? The band that he's referring to is Shoddy. I think we had them on in the course of America Tonight the last 2 years, probably two or three times. They are cutting an album with a big producer in Los Angeles and apparently getting a lot of attention in the West Coast, so that's a good thing. They're kind of ready to break, and maybe they'll get lucky and that will happen. Thanks for asking that question, too, by the way, Jake. That was a good one. Stay with us. We Can Count next.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG. Unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Of We Can Count here on America Tonight. We had a couple of good ones for you. One I think is going to get under your skin, but we're going to tell you about it anyway, and it's the Wall Street bonuses. They're up to $20.3 billion. Yeah. Specifically, here's the dope on all of this. This is from 2009, what they were. So the industry as a whole paid 17% more in 2009. And this announcement was released by the New York comptroller, Thomas DiNapoli. And this just makes people even more furious because of so many New Yorkers and Americans struggling. And of naturally, you've got a plunge in consumer confidence, so the markets were down. And then you hear about the bonuses. And the reason for the surge in the bonuses was because Wall Street had a phenomenal year. Broker-dealer operations that were hooked up with the New York Stock Exchange earned a record $49.9 billion through the first 3 quarters. The firms closed out the year $55 billion in the black. And so the 2009 bonuses, that makes sense. the average bonus in 2009 was $124,850 to be exact. And then some of the bonuses were much higher depending on the pecking order of the person or whatever. In 2008, Wall Street gave out $17.4 billion in bonuses, even though that year was one of their worst. So this is causing a deep rift across the United States, and it is. It's this bonus thing that has really got people seeing cross-eyed, that they're furious about this. And, you know, that's why they tried to soften the blow when they released some of that information again today. Every time all that stuff is related, like Goldman employees got $16.2 billion in salaries and bonuses for 2009. Now, in that case, for Goldman, you're talking about $500,000 for each of the bank's 31,700 employees. That's incredible. That's an incredible amount of money. Can you imagine, Matt, $500,000 bonus? That's not even your salary.
That is definitely not my salary.
That's incredible. That's an incredible number. It is. It's just an incredible number, and so you can see why there are a lot of people that are upset by that.
Of course, because they hear the numbers of that's just what they're making on their bonus.
Yes!
And I don't know. A lot of these bonuses are going to companies that aren't exactly being the most profitable and having to be bailed out by the government.
Right.
And the executives are still getting
the money
paid like they did a great job.
Right, and that's the problem. I think you have the middle class and the idea in everybody's head that they grew up with, well, you do this, you do that, you get paid a fair wage or whatever, you should get rewarded, or whatever the deal is. So that's ingrained in you, and then it ticks people off when they hear that because of the bailout situation. If there was no bailout situation, you know, maybe you look at it and say, wow, those lucky dogs, whatever. But the bailout combined with that and where the economy went, it's just, it's a tough pill to swallow.
And I'm sure a lot of these companies, too, I've heard, you know, just from friends who work around in different industries that there's a lot of pay freezes going on.
Mm-hmm.
And can you imagine if you worked for a company that had a pay freeze and then you find out that the executive had a bonus?
Oh, you'd go crazy.
That'd be mutiny time.
Yeah, mutiny. Big time mutiny. So we move from that story to this one about taxes. They did a poll. In this poll, they asked, would you cheat on your taxes? 1 in 8 people say that it's okay to cheat on taxes. 39% say they're honest because of audit fears. The IRS Oversight Board, which guides the Internal Revenue Service, reported that 13% of those polled last year said it was acceptable to cheat, up from 9% in 2008. But the fear is of the audit, of getting audited. And 81% maintained that their personal integrity, not their fear, was the big factor in making them file correct returns to the government in the first place. You know, here's an interesting thing. I talked to somebody the other day about this. Who are the people mostly that are audited in the United, you know, in the United States? The people who don't make any money. No, it's in some cases. But if you are under $150,000, Not usually, unless there's some kind of crazy red flags all over the place. It's people who make more than that that would have the chance to get audited. And in January, the IRS said it plans to require tax preparers, this is the good news, to pass competency tests and register with the government. Because there's also been problems with people who, sadly, are paying hundreds of dollars to have somebody do their taxes, and then they screw up the taxes. And you're assuming you're freaked out about it. You can't feel like you can't add or can't do your taxes, so you go to somebody else, and then you get screwed up anyway. I think that's good. They should have to do some kind of a test. That makes complete sense to me. I mean, why not? Sure. Here's another one I said I would talk about. The stimulus bill added up to 2.1 million jobs. You know, we keep talking about the stimulus. My problem with the stimulus, I'll say it again on so you can hear it loud and clear, is the fact that it wasn't more front-loaded. If we're having all these problems, and then we have the jobs bill to get the tax breaks for smaller businesses, at least that's part of it. There's other things in it that I think are crap and would make me, if I were having a vote on it, be kind of worried about the vote, and namely it's the giant amount of money we're talking about. But the stimulus package is laid out that more of it will come out in 2011, which would be when Barack Obama would be running for re-election for 2012. So the massive package so far that was supposed to blunt the impact of our worst recession in 70 years created 2.1 million jobs in the last 3 months of 2009 is what the Congressional Budget Office is saying. The package boosted, these are their numbers, boosted the economy by up to 3.5% and lowered unemployment by 2.1%. So this report comes on the heels of the president and other Democrats pushing more measures to bring down the 9.7% unemployment rate before when? The November congressional elections, of course. If you're going to run for re-election, you don't want to have to deal with the tax situation and unemployment numbers that are outrageous. So that's what it's about. What we don't talk about is the fact that 20% of the people in the United States are actually underemployed. So that's another, I think that's another part of the equation that gets missed that makes a big difference, because if somebody's juggling three part-time jobs, that's different than making a living. And unfortunately, in some cases, that's exactly what's happened to a lot of people. What's going on with gasoline? The cost of gas has, in some cases, of course, if you live in Hawaii, no. If you're listening to us in Hawaii somehow, or if you're listening to us in California, all bets are off. Or Chicago, they always seem to have pretty high gas prices. The average price of regular gasoline in the United States is down, supposedly, 3.29 cents over a two-week period to $2.63. The numbers always come out in the Lundberg Survey of fuel prices. They release it every week on Sunday. So a premium was $2.88, just to throw that in. In California, the average price for a gallon of regular was $2.87. Honolulu was the highest, $3.33. And the least expensive gas in the state of California, rather, was $2.79, a place called Stockton. How about that? Cheyenne, Wyoming, by the way, lowest that I've seen anywhere, and it's usually that way. $2.32 a gallon for regular. $2.32. I always say this, and there was a time when all we did was talk about the price of gasoline. You hit $4, everybody's running for the hills and talking about electric, aren't we? All right, I'm going to leave you with this thought here on America Tonight. It was Chief Justice John Marshall who said, to listen well is a powerful means of communication and influence as to talk well.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I appreciate your understanding. Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself. Thank you. Don't mention it.
Bueller.